from the book. The Thais and Lao share a gentle, easygoing nature and are remarkably tolerant people. The idea of persecuting others for holding beliefs different from their own has always been incomprehensible to them. They're not particularly cerebral. Abstract theories and philosophies rarely excite them. But they are skillful pragmatists with a considerable talent for compromise. The bamboo bending in strong winds has always been one of their favorite images. They avoid open confrontation wherever possible and consider the unfiltered expression of strong feeling to be uncouth and immature. They admire the ability to remain calm and unruffled under stress, and they aspire to, quote-unquote, a cool heart. If the Lao differ in any discernible way, it is in their more pronounced resilience. As with all peoples, they are full of contradictions. A somewhat exaggerated concern for rank and status is, for example, often combined with a deep love of independence. Given the loyalty and devotion they have always shown to the rather austere tenets of Theravada Buddhism, it is the frank, uncomplicated sensuality of the people that is perhaps their most surprising feature. Their culture has never considered sensual desires to be a source of guilt. But although they often display a great love of language, finery, and food, in fact, all the so-called good things of life, they reserve their greatest respect for those who can renounce them. By any of the contemporary secular standards by which the development of a culture is measured, GNP, political power, technological innovation, vibrant art, Isan is an insignificant backwater, its people unremarkable. But from a Buddhist viewpoint, it would not be too fanciful to consider Isan is a Thai word for northeast, Isan a superpower. Throughout the 20th century in particular, Isan was an abiding stronghold of Buddhism at a time when all through Asia, other darker isms, imperial, communal, capital, material, were wreaking awful depredations. The vast majority of Thailand's 300,000 monastics are from Isan. Most significantly, almost every one of the Thai monks of the modern age, believed to have realized enlightenment, was born in one of the peasant farming villages of the northeast, many of them in the quote-unquote province of sages, Ubon Ratchathani. And that is where Ajahn Chah grew up, and that is where his monastery is. That's where the international monastery is for Westerners.